Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 8 through 14. It says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I love that. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall be, and this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill," or God's will, "toward men." Why did the angels say that particular time? Because they were announcing the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, which says this, "For unto us," amen, "a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." I like that, don't you? Amen. "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." That's actually one thought right there.
Yes.
He is a wonderful counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. Now notice with me that this announcement came to the shepherds. The shepherds in those days often were looked down upon as misfits. They were from a nomadic tribe. They weren't special in anyone's eyes, but they were special in the eyes of the Lord. Amen? And that tells me today that peace comes to everyone. It comes to everyone in our culture. It comes to people from all walks of life. It comes to the elite. It comes to people that have been battling, people that have been suffering. Peace on earth belongs to everyone. Amen? Jesus is our Prince of Peace, and he truly came to give us peace. You know, over in John chapter 14, and we look at that scripture in John the 14th chapter, it says here in verse 27, "My peace I leave with you, my own peace I now bequeath to you." I like the fact that he says, "my own peace." I mean, you have the same peace that Jesus had when he walked the earth. Remember when he told the disciples that we're going to go to the other side? And what did he do? He went into the hinder part of the ship and he fell out. He fell asleep. The Prince of Peace was so full of peace that he was quite certain when he said, "we're going to the other side," that we are going to make it. So you have that same peace that Jesus had when he was asleep, glory to God, in the hinder part of the ship. And the storms of life may be in your life right now, but it's not going to do you any good to panic.
No.
It's not going to do you any good to worry, to fear, or to fret.
No.
Because you have the peace of God that passes all understanding.
Amen.
See, my peace, your peace, our peace has been purchased. It has been bought and paid for by the Lord Jesus himself.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, it bears it out. I like this verse. It says, praise the Lord, in verse 5 of Isaiah 53, verse 5. If we could bring it up. Isaiah 53, verse 5. No, I think I've got it here in my notes. Praise the Lord. Amen. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." The Amplified says it this way, the chastisement or the punishment needful to obtain peace and well-being for you was upon him.
Amen. Yes.
And as a result of that, he has come to bring wholeness into our lives.
Amen.
Now that word peace there is the Hebrew word for shalom. Yes. And the Hebrew word for shalom means welfare. It means health. It means total prosperity. It means peace in your heart. How many of you have got peace in your heart today?
Yes.
You know, if you have peace with God by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you've got peace in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spiritually, we have peace. But how about this? Peace in our mind.
Yeah. Amen.
Peace in our soul.
Yes.
And then shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken in our physical beings. Peace in your relationships.
Amen.
Peace on the job.
Yes.
Peace wherever you're at. You are a carrier of the peace of God. And this peace is yours. This peace is mine. This world didn't give us this peace. This peace could not be found in a bottle. This peace cannot be found in a pill. This peace cannot be found in gambling. This peace cannot be found in illicit sexual relationships. This peace that you and I have comes from another world. Jesus said in verse 27, my own peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And then he says, stop allowing your heart to be troubled. Stop allowing your heart to be fearful. Stop allowing your heart to be agitated. Amen? Stop allowing your heart to be intimidated or cowardly. Because I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I gave you a spirit of faith. I gave you peace. Praise the Lord. Heaven's peace for earth's pressures. And there are pressures all around us. But just because the pressures come upon us does not mean that we need to let the pressures come in us.
Amen.
You know, we're kind of entering into a storm season. They've been prophesying the Pineapple Express. The Pineapple Express is something that originates from Hawaii. And they say the storm door is opening. I haven't seen any major storms. But how many of you have ever been in a storm where there's been a lot of wind? And maybe your house shook. Well, just because your house shook on the inside, outside, and there was wind coming against the house on the outside, in the kitchen, there was peace. In the kitchen, it was still. And just because the storms of life may be coming upon your life, you do not have to let it in. He says, stop allowing it. Stop letting it. Stop allowing these things that have come against you to dictate to you how you're going to act and how you're going to live. God has called us to live in the peace of God.
Amen.
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 Thank God we came through the pandemic.
Yes.
The pandemic couldn't take us down. It tried to take us down, but it couldn't take us down. Glory to God. Yes, even though we've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, we do not have to be afraid.
Amen.
Why? Because the peace of God is ours. Say it with me. The peace of God and peace with God, it is mine.
Glory to God.
So when thoughts of the enemy come, and they will, don't let them in. When thoughts of the enemy come, don't take them.
Okay.
Refuse them.
That's right.
Resist them.
Amen.
Treat them as if they were an enemy coming against you on the front door of your life, trying to get into your home and run havoc.
Amen.
All over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
Rise up and resist them.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice what Jesus said. Over in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Matthew chapter 6, y'all still here?
Yes.
Matthew 6, verse 31 says this, therefore, Take no thought saying. Take no thought saying, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? See, thoughts come. And thoughts will persist in staying. But thoughts that are not spoken will die unborn. Okay. Folks, when sickness starts talking to you, you need to talk to sickness.
Amen.
That's right. Come on.
When your body starts talking to you, you need to answer it.
Yes.
And say, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This body belongs to God.
Amen.
Every fiber, every tissue in my body belongs to Him. So sickness may talk, but if you will answer it with the word of God, it'll shut it right up.
Amen.
Amen. Answer it with words of faith. Answer it with words of life. Take no thought saying. See, the way that we take thoughts is we speak the thoughts that come to our mind. But how many of you know the thoughts that come to your mind, by and large, come from the enemy?
Yeah.
When lack starts talking to you, you need to talk to lack.
Yeah, talk back. That's right.
Start talking to lack.
That's right.
Well, what am I going to say, Pastor? Well, Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I'm full of want.
No.
Is that what Psalm 23:1 says?
Uh-huh.
No, Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
Amen. These are things you need to contend for. These are things that you need to fight for. I love that testimony. She was talking about fighting the good fight of faith. Well, one way we fight the good fight of faith is not only laying hold of eternal life, but we fight the good of faith, fight of faith with our words.
Yes, come on. Amen.
Our words based on the word of God. So when lack starts talking, here's what I say. There is no lack.
That's right.
And lack may be staring me in the face. Anybody ever had that experience?
Sure.
Bills may be stacked on the decks, laughing at me. Well, I can laugh back. Here's what I say. There is no lack.
There is no lack.
Why? For my God supplieth all my need. Come on, help me. All my need, according to what? According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, there's another thing you can do with lack. You can laugh at it.
Yeah, you can.
I think it's the book of Job says, at destruction and at famine, thou shalt laugh. And how many of you know sometimes it requires laughing by faith?
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing you feel like doing is laughing. That's the last thing you feel like doing is rejoicing. But you know what? If you'll just start out laughing by faith, the Holy Ghost will take hold together with you.
Yeah.
If you just start rejoicing by faith, the Holy Spirit will help you.
Yes, He will.
Why is that? Because you're in a kingdom of joy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This kingdom that we are in is not a kingdom about meat and drink, but it's about righteousness and what else?
Peace
and joy in the Holy Ghost. I've discovered this. The more joyful we are around the Thomas household, the more peace we have in our lives. There's just something about rejoicing by faith that invites the presence of the Lord into your home. There's just something about rejoicing. Rejoicing by faith. Even doing, how about this? Even kicking your leg by faith. How about this? Even just doing a little dance. So when lack starts talking, you start talking to lack. And then you start acting like lack is a defeated foe.
That's right. Amen.
Act on the word of God. That's where the blessing is.
Amen.
Now, condemnation will talk to you.
Yeah.
When condemnation starts talking to you, you got to talk back at it. Well, don't you remember all that you did? And don't you remember everything that you said? And don't you this? And don't you that? Condemnation talks. But we got to answer condemnation.
Yeah, that's right.
And we answer condemnation with Romans 8:1, which says, there is therefore now
no condemnation
to them who are in Christ Jesus. We talk back to condemnation through our consciousness that we have been placed in right standing with God.
Amen.
Amen. Say with me, I am the righteousness of God
in Christ Jesus.
So whatever is talking to you that would try to bring you down or make you feel inferior, rise up. Take the name of Jesus and talk back. I believe that as believers, we need to learn to talk back to the circumstances of life that we face. Talk back. Amen. We could call that as a subtitle of this morning's message. Everyone talk back. Amen. So what are we saying today? We're saying this: direct your thoughts and your words on Him. Direct your thoughts and your words on Him. That's being focused.
Amen.
Over in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, let's look at that verse of Scripture. Let's read it together. Ready? Everyone read. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusts in Thee. Now notice this from the Passion Translation. It says this: perfect, absolute peace. That's peace, peace. That's shalom, shalom. That's absolute, positive peace. Amen. Surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. I believe it's a good thing to get consumed with Jesus. I believe it's a good thing to get consumed with His Word. Whose imaginations are consumed with you because they confidently trust in you. Amen. To do that, we've got to learn to look away. We've got to learn to look away from anything and everything that would distract us. Right? Mark chapter 4 says, the distractions of this age come and the cares of this life come to choke the Word of God out of our lives. So we need to ask ourselves the question sometimes, what have we been looking at? Because what you are looking at and what you behold, you will become. If you're constantly looking at the problem, something about that causes the problem to get bigger. It gets bigger in your mind. It gets bigger in your brain. Therefore, it pays us rich dividends to set our affection and to set our mind on Him.
Yes, amen.
Amen. How many of you can do that?
Amen.
How many of you are doing it?
Amen.
That's less. Okay. All right. We need to ask ourselves, what are we looking at?
Come on.
What are we looking at? And that really includes the media as well. Because how many of you know the media is not all that edifying? The media can kind of bum you out. And movies can bum you out. And I'm not talking about, you know, Home Alone or anything like that. But did you know that a lot of these movies today are demonically inspired? Silent Night, Deadly Night? Huh?
Come on, Pastor. Make it plain.
I mean,
yeah.
Why in the world do you want to feed on that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's right.
When you got so many other good things to feed on.
Amen.
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 And then there's this guy Freddy who goes out and just kills everybody. I mean, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to have to pray 2-3 hours to get that out of my soul. Whether you realize what or not, what you look at can have an imprint on you. It can affect you. And we cannot afford to be affected any longer by the spirit of this world. The spirit of this world is out there and it is all consuming. So we do not need to flirt with the spirit of this age. You got another spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. And He lives on the inside of you. And He is the spirit of peace. He is the spirit of joy. Cultivate fellowshipping with Him rather than fellowshipping with the darkness of this age. Amen. We were in a movie the other day. We walked out of it. It was so demonically inspired. I'm not going to tell you what movie it was. But I took my popcorn and I walked out. I walked out with my self-righteous thing. No, it wasn't self-righteous. I just didn't want to have to pray that out of me. I wanted to go home and sleep well at night, not thinking about demons. Everyone said, the greater one lives on the inside of me. I don't know how we got off on that. But what you look at, what you behold, you can become. The light of the body is the eye.
The eye. That's right. It's good.
And if thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of
light.
Are you all still here?
Come on. Yes.
The light of the body is the eye. And if thy eye be single, in other words, a single eye, a focused eye, a disciplined eye, if that eye be single, what's going to happen? The whole body shall be full of light. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Your whole life shall be lit up by the entrance of God's word. So whatever comes to the city of your soul that is not of God, you need to know what is of God. You cannot contend with the forces of darkness through a lack of knowledge. We must be knowledgeable of what thus saith the Lord. And be ready to use scriptures against that darkness that comes to our lives. It's a sword, amen? It's a sword of the Spirit. So what are we saying this morning? Give place to God's word, amen? Give place. Look into the perfect law of liberty and you will be liberated. Amen? Amen? So we know this, that cares will come, cares will persist. But as you refuse to fret and as you refuse to worry, His peace, everyone say His peace. His peace that transcends our understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in and through Christ Jesus. Amen. What is this saying? This saying is that God's peace builds a wall around your heart. So the chaos on the outside cannot get on the inside. An example of this would be peace when the report isn't good. Anybody had a bad report before? Well, the good report, I found out, trumps the bad report. Yeah. And it's like Isaiah said, whose report will you believe?
Yes, we believe.
Now, you may have gotten a report from a doctor. Understand that. And I believe that we can work with doctors. But understand this, that doctors are not our source. And doctors are not our final authority. You may cooperate with medical science. I've done that many times in my own life. But on the inside, I know who the real doctor is.
Yes.
On the inside, I know the good report.
Good report. Amen.
And His report says, I'm healed.
Yes.
His report says, I'm strong.
Yes.
His report says, I'm whole.
Yes.
So all the while I may be cooperating with medical science and applying medical science to my life, on the inside of me, I'm saying, thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are my healer. Amen? Can somebody shout over that? Glory to God. So peace when the report isn't good. Peace when your body doesn't feel good. How about this? Peace in a complicated family situation. Anybody ever seen complications in their families? You know, Uncle Buck's coming to town here pretty soon. Peace. This peace that God gives not only gives you peace with God and the peace of God, but it has the ability to give you peace with others.
Amen. That's good.
The Bible says if it's possible, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. All men means relatives.
That's right.
All men means people you do not agree with.
That's right.
And I like how it says, as much as lies within you. We need to understand what lies within us. The love of God lies within us. And the love of God, the love of Christ, will constrain you. What does that mean, constrain you? It will hold you back. It'll help you hold your tongue. When you want to, something seems like something needs to be said here. No, let the love of God get a hold of your tongue.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Let the love of God get a hold of your tongue.
Amen.
Amen. As much as lieth within you, if it's possible, let the love of God flow through you.
Amen.
Now, the way that you become conscious of this love on the inside of you is talking about it. And confessing it. And declaring these things like this. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart. Confess the characteristics of God's love. I'm patient. I endure long. I'm kind. Amen? I do not take account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to a suffered wrong. I do not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. Love on the inside of me never, ever fails. So God gives you peace in a complicated family relationship. In people that you don't agree with. In people that you've been out of sorts with. Amen. God gives us peace when finances feel tight. Listen to this statement. You may not be able to control everything around you, but you can carry God's peace on the inside of you. So this Christmas season, let the Prince of Peace rule in your heart. His peace will prevail as you do. I mean, you know that peace is not the lack of trouble. But it is peace in the midst of trouble. Amen.
Amen.
So, today, we are thanking God that even though everything may not be perfect in our lives, we serve the perfect one.
Hallelujah.
We serve the one who came to give us peace. And I've discovered this, that peace is a choice. I choose peace. I choose peace because the God of peace, He cares for me. I'm getting a little warm. Don't turn the air on, but I'm going to take this off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I choose peace because the God of peace, He cares for me. And the God of peace does not want you or me to carry the cares of this world.
Sure, that's right.
No, He doesn't.
Philippians says, be careful for nothing. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Pastor Mark, if I'm not going to worry, what am I going to do? You're going to pray.
Hallelujah.
You're going to pray, and then you're going to be thankful. Amen?
That's right.
How about this verse? Casting all your care upon Him.
Yeah.
Why? Because He cares for me. Say it with me.
My Father
loves me.
Love
loves me.
Loves me.
A matter of fact, He loves you as much as He loves Jesus. Now look at 1 John chapter 4, and notice with me in verse 16. 1 John the 4th chapter, the 16th verse. It says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us." God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now notice this phrase, "and we have known," number one, you got to know about it. Amen. You got to know that your Father cares for you. And then, and believed. And you need to believe in it. I know His love, and I believe in His love. Amen. Now notice verse 18. It says, "There is no fear," where? When we get a revelation of how much love loves us, there will not be any fear. There is no fear in love. Read the rest of the verse with me. "But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Amen. Perfect love and understanding of how much He loves you will turn fear outdoors. It will dispel every trace of terror. It will put fear on the run. I've discovered this, that God's peace is presence-based, not circumstance-based. See, the world depends on a stable job, a stable economy, predictable days, social agreement, no conflict, no stress. But God depends on one, God's peace depends on one thing, and it is peace. As I was getting ready yesterday, this phrase came to me. Peace can be found in the secret place.
Amen.
Say it with me, there is peace,
in the secret place.
Well, what is that secret place? That secret place is a place of fellowship.
Amen.
It's a place of abiding. It's a place of dwelling in His presence.
Amen.
In Psalm 91, in verse 1, it says this. Psalm 91, "He that dwelleth..." Hello. Yeah, I wanted to order 100 pizzas for the church right now. Sausage, pepperoni. Anybody else?
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese. Who else? Pineapple. Well, there went the message right there. I'm just kidding. I don't know whose phone that was, so relax. It's okay. I refuse to be distracted. There is peace. That's it. In the secret place. Say with me, there is peace. In the secret place. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High is going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In this secret place, you become impenetrable. In this secret place, you cannot be touched. In this secret place, you cannot be defeated.
Amen.
In this secret place, you can put your chest out and declare, "I'm more than a conqueror because love loves me. I'm living, I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I'm going to live there. I'm going to abide there. I'm going to dwell there. When thoughts come contrary, I'm going to..." I'm going to yield to the thoughts of God. And you'll discover this, that His thoughts flow freely in the secret place.
Amen.
In the presence of God. there's fullness of joy. In the presence of God, there is fullness of peace. Amen.